Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to go through our preview for today's Saturday games. I'm recording this one on Friday afternoon, legends, so you'll probably have a better idea of what these team lists and whatnot look like. I am going to fly through these and just give you my thoughts and my predictions for all of these. I already put my tips up on the Roo Crew this week, so if you'd like to check it out, the link is in the description. You can join the Roo Crew, all the extra content coming your way this weekend. There's going to be an absolute stack, but already got a heap in there, videos, analysis from the last few games over this weekend, an absolute stack in there. So make sure you go and check it out. You'll also have early access to our rapid review. You will get that on Sunday night instead of having to wait for it on Monday morning, along with our Supercoach review and all of our podcasts on Monday, along with a heap of early access throughout the week. So stay tuned for that. But let's get stuck into today's games. The Bulldogs and the Titans is the first game at 3 p.m. coming to you from Belmore Oval. Then we've got the Dragons and the Cowboys from Net Strata Jubilee, 5:30. And then the Tigers and the Sharkies, 7:35, coming to you from Leichhardt Oval. Let's get stuck into the first game, the Bulldogs and the Titans. For the Doggies, at fullback, Blake Taff, a good little bounce back last week. Blake Wilson and Connor Tracy on the wings. Jacob Kiraz and Stephen Crichton in the centres. Matty Burton at 5'8". Drew Hutchinson in jersey 7. Max King and Liam Knight in the front row. Obviously, Farmasilli out this week after pretty bad HIA last week. Reid Marnie in jersey 9. Viliami Kikau and Jacob Preston on the edges. And Jamin Salmon in jersey 13. On the bench, Kurt Mann, Sam Hughes, Josh Curran, and Curtis Morin. Their extended bench includes Toby Sexton and Katoga. For the Gold Coast Titans, at fullback, Keanu Keeney. On the wings, Alofi Kam-Piera and Phil Sami. Brian Kelly and AJ Brimson in the centres. Kieran Foran returns at 5'8", a huge boost to the Gold Coast Titans, still missing plenty of stars. And Tanner Boyd lines up in jersey 7. Mo Fotowaker and Tino in the front row. Chrissy Randall starts in jersey 9. Cleese Haas and Beau Fermor on the edges with Jermaine Joliffe in jersey 13. I like the move of Joliffe to 13. I think he's a very, very good player, Joliffe. I think he's underrated. On the bench for the Gold Coast Titans, Sammy Verrills, who will come on and play 50 or 60 at 9. Isaac Liu, Aaron Clark, and Keenan Palacia. I've actually been pronouncing his name wrong for the last few months. Shout out, I can't remember the name of the person that helped me out, but I've been saying Palacia, just Palacia. So apologies to Keenan there. Coming off the bench, or the extended bench, sorry, Joe Stimson and Harley Smith-Shields. I'm expecting both these sides to run out as they have been named. The extended squads have already been cut down to 2, so I'm expecting these two to run out as named here. Guys, look, really tight one here. I'm expecting the Canterbury Bulldogs to win at home. If it was up on the Gold Coast, though, I would take the Titans. That's how close it is. If Kieran Foran was out of this one, I'd be very confident taking the Bulldogs, but with Foz back in, that makes it a little bit interesting. I do think this will be a reasonably high-scoring affair. fair. Neds have got the Doggies at $1.80. The Gold Coast Titans at $2. So very, very tight one. I think there will be a fair whack of points scored there at Belmore. Not overly convinced on either side defensively as it stands right now. But both do have points in them. There's no doubt about that. For me, when I have a look through the options here, Stephen Crichton, his first game at Belmore, he'll be up for a big one, $2.60. I don't mind the value there. I was going to look at Bo Fermor, but $2.85 is just too short for me. He does get Kieran Foran back, which is a huge plus for him on that edge, but man, 240 is bloody short. Sorry, it's 285 is bloody short for a back rower. I probably can't go near it. I think AJ Brimson at $3.30. I think if they are to score points, it has to come through him. So I don't mind him at $3.30. The one that I've got a feeling about, and I tipped him on about even this week, you have got Jamin Salmon playing his first game at Belmore Oval. I think that the Doggies get up for this one. I think being a Penrith boy, one of Serrato's fellas, $7.50. I think Salmon has a good game, so I don't mind him for an anytime try scorer. I'm also tipping a good little bounce back in this game from Drew Hutchison. It's been a bit of a hit and miss 2 weeks. I reckon on that right edge, you might see some points scored down there. So keep an eye on Drew Hutchison. I reckon he has a bit of a bounce back game in this one. Guys, give me the Doggies to win this game. I think it'll be a reasonably high scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if both teams sort of go 24 points plus in this one. All right, the 5:30 game. Dragons taking on the North Queensland Cowboys. Let's go through the starting lineups for both sides. For the Dragons, looking for a big bounce back this week after a very disappointing round two. At fullback, Tyrell Sloan remains there. I actually thought he was half decent last week, to be honest with you. I know he's easy to jump on his back and whatnot. Great in round one. I thought he was pretty good in a team that got beat 38-0 last week. Zach Lomax on one wing, Ravalara on the other side, Sully and Bird in the centres, Flano in jersey six, Benny Hunt wears the seven, JDB in the front row with Blake Laurie, Jesse Marschke named at nine. Congratulations to him, I believe that's his debut, or at least his Dragons debut. I've always really liked him as a footballer, so keen to see him go around again. Luciano Leilua and Jaden Sewer on the edges. Tommy Eisenhuth locks the scrum in jersey 13. Connor Mulhausen coming off the bench with Michael Molo, Raymond Faitala-Mariner, and Viliami Fifita back in the side. Their extended bench hasn't been cut down yet, guys, so we've still got Tuipulotu, Murdoch Masilla, Matty Fangai, Ryan Couchman on there. We'll see how that plays out. For the Cowboys, at fullback, Scotty Drinkwater on the wings, Kyle Felt and Murray Taulagi, Val Holmes and Zach Labart in the centres, Tommy Dearden at 5'8", Chaddy Townsend wearing jersey 7, Jordan McLean and Jason Taumalolo start in the front row with Reece Robson wearing jersey 9, Fine Fuiaki gets his opportunity to start, obviously the injury last week to Helam Lukey, a devastating one, but we do get to see a young superstar get a good shot here, and Ruben Cotter locks the scrum in jersey 13, coming off a huge game last week. Coming off the bench for the Cows, Jakey Granville, Griffin Neame, Sam McIntyre, and Jack Goz to make his first appearance of season 2024. They're extended Chester, McKaylee, Valamai, and Jakey Clifford. Guys, I see the Cowboys winning this one. I have no idea who the Dragons are at the moment. I'm not sure if the Dragons know who the Dragons are realistically, so I don't know what to expect. I know the Cowboys, though, they were incredibly impressive in round one. They were bang average in round two, but they found a way to win. On the other side of the hand, you had the Dragons that were bang average in round two and got beat by 38 points. So I think the Cowboys win this game. I think they win well. I don't mind the value at $1.45, but Shane Flanagan as a coach, you just never know what he's going to get out of his side. When you think they're just hit rock bottom, I'm sure they'll find a way to bounce back. But I think the Cowboys, I think they win this one. I think they win reasonably well. I'll tell you what, Jeremiah Nanai to be $2.15 as an ATS in round three is honestly bizarre. That is unbelievable. That is, I would be shocked if there is another forward that has ever been that short before. Even Dave Fifita, I don't think you're getting 215s for him. Maybe 250. 215 is proper wild there. The guys that I like in this game, Scotty Drinkwater hasn't scored a try yet this season. My God, he is due. $2.75 there. Plenty of value in him. I really like Val Holmes, though. He's my favorite in this game. I've brought him into Supercoach. I think he bounces back with a huge performance this week. Val Holmes at $3.20. I really, really like the value on Val. $3.20 is outrageous for a guy with his sort of ability, especially with the way the Dragons defended last week. Give me Val every day of the week. $3.20 on Neds as of Friday. 3:30 p.m. Other guys in this game that I'm looking at, no one really jumping out at me. I'm not going to bet on any Dragons guys. I'm just not totally convinced. If I was going to have a little punt on someone, it'd probably be Jesse Marschke if he starts at hooker at $7.50. I just think he's got a bit about him. But far from confident on that. Val Holmes is my favorite anytime try scorer here. The value there at $3.20 is just too good. He absolutely killed it in week one. Had a shocker in week two. I don't think you'll see Val Holmes play two bad games on the trot. Give me the Cowboys into Val Holmes in that one. All right, the late game. The West Tigers taking on the Cronulla Sharks coming here tonight from Leichhardt Oval. The Tigers at $3.85. The Sharkies at $1.26. The Sharkies with a couple of changes to their side. The West Tigers with a few as well, to be fair. At fullback for the Tigers, Jareem Buller. On the wings, Charlie Staines, the Fulls, Ferrari and Junior Tupu. Solomona Fatiape in the centers with Justin Olam returning this week. Lockie Galvin locks down that 5'8 jersey for the Tigers. Aiden Caesar starts at 7. Obviously swapped at about the 40-minute mark with Bud Sullivan last week. Aiden Caesar gets the nod at 7 this week. Stefano in the front row with David Clemmer. Appy coming off a huge game last week at 9. Will need to back it up once again. Isaiah Papali'i and Johnny Bateman on the edges with Fanua Bolle starting in jersey 13. We said on Bloke this week that we expected that change to happen. I think it's a good decision from Benji. Bud Sullivan will be coming on in jersey 14. Keen to see where he comes on or if he comes on. I think if everything's going to plan, there's every chance that Appy doesn't come off for a spell, to be honest with you. Alex Seafarth, Alex Twoll, and Samuel Afainu join Bud Sullivan on the bench. The extended bench, you've got Asu Kapoa, Jakey Simkin, Justin Matamua, Alex Lobb, and Brent Naden. For the Sharkies, at fullback, Will Kennedy on the wing, Sione Katoa and Mulitalo, Ramin and Talakai in the centers. Braden Trindle at 5'8", Nico Hines wears jersey 7. Toby Rudolph and Oregon Corfusi in the front row with Blake Braley in jersey 9. Jack Williams replaces Britton Nicotta on the right edge, who has been suspended for 2 weeks. Probably lucky to get away from with 2 weeks, in my opinion. But Jack Williams will take that spot. The kid from Cooma, the best Williams to ever come out of Cooma, not named Sam or Tom, from what I've heard. Cam McInnes wears jersey 13. Teague Wilton on the left had a cracker last week. Keen to see another good performance from him. The bench of the Sharkies, Dal Finucane, Royce the Choice Hunt, Billy Burns making his Cronulla Sharks debut. Congratulations to him. And Toby Hazelton in jersey 17. On their extended bench, Iro, Atkinson, Stone Street, Beryl, and of course the young fella that made his debut last week. Only played 10 minutes. Hal Tapua. Apologies if I've got pronunciation wrong there, brother. I didn't actually get to listen to your game with the sound on the other day, so I'll have to chase up your pronunciation this week. But looked really good in his 10 minutes. One to watch in the future. Let's have a look.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At any time, try scorers that I fancy in this game. Very short for a lot of the Sharkies. Teague Wilton was one I was looking at during the week. $2.60, probably not much value in him there. Sifa Talakai is at $3.15. I don't mind that. My God, he looked good last week. He is a bit of a honey dick, though. Sifa Talakai, he always has been when it comes to ATS and try scorers. Jack Williams, $4.60. I don't mind that. That spot outside of Nico Hines runs a nice little line. His hands have been really good last few weeks, which has been my worry for years. So I don't mind Jack Williams at $4.60 there. For the Tigers, I don't mind Appy again. He crossed last week. That's not one I'm extremely confident on, but I don't mind Appy. He's probably the only one that stands out to me, to be completely honest with you. Look, I think the Sharkies win this game. I think people are tipping a big Sharkies victory, a 13-plus victory. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by like 14 to 18, but I don't think it'll be the bloodbath that a lot of people are expecting. I think the Tigers will put up a decent fight at Leichhardt Oval. This is round two for them. Remember, they had the buy in round one. So I think you will get a bit of a bounce back from the West Tigers. But I do think the Sharkies side, they are just simply too classy. Britton Nicotta is a massive loss, which I think brings them back a little bit as well. They really miss his punch out on the edge when he's not there. But give me the Sharkies to win this one, guys. I think the Sharkies win this one by about 12 to 18 points, somewhere in that range. I don't think this will be the bloodbath that people are expecting from the West. West Tigers. All the odds that have been in there today, guys, they are via Neds. Make sure you go and download the app, follow Rugby League Guru, join our group on there, follow along with my profile. I'd love to win a bet at some point this year. I'm really hopeful that today might be the day. You never ever know. Dreams do come true. But download the Neds app, guys. All the odds that are in today's podcast, they are subject to change. They are correct as of Friday afternoon. Enjoy your Super Saturday footy. It is going to be an absolute cracker, the Sarvo. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.